Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the Memorial Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of the long holiday weekend with us. We appreciate it. And we're enthusiastically presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Long Beach has a huge Cambodian population, probably the largest Cambodian population outside of Cambodia itself. And there is really delicious Cambodian cuisine. And a great way to discover it is the second annual Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which is coming back from June 2nd to 9th. And it is your opportunity to dine in a lot of Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach, learn about the food, and be able to get special pricing. One of the participating restaurants in Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week that I discovered last year and really enjoy is Shlap Muan. The proprietor is Hawk T. They are doing amazing things with chicken wings. If you think a chicken wing is a chicken wing, you haven't been to Shlap Muan. And it is a pleasure to welcome Hawk back to the show to tell us about what he's doing. Hawk, good morning and welcome, and I know it's been a great year for you.
Andy, good morning, sir. How you been?
Hawk, I've been great. I've just been missing your chicken wings. We should let our audience know, Hawk, that since we last chatted with you last year for the first annual Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, not only are you available at your restaurant in Long Beach, but Sundays you are at a very special place in Los Angeles that for a food merchant of any kind, whether you have a brick and mortar or a food truck, you have to go through quite a process to be able to be invited to be part of this event. So share the good news with us, Hawk, and I know you're getting great reaction out there.
Andy, that's absolutely correct. So we are part of the Smorgasburg family down at downtown LA off the Grove. You're absolutely correct. It's not easy to get in. It's very curated in that particular sense. It's very special as far as the outdoor, you know, food event that happens every Sunday, rain or shine.
And you should also mention, Hawk, that some of the best ethnic food that is available in the area is only there at Smorgasburg on Sundays. Easy to park. There's a lot of parking there. And it's just a great way to discover some of the up-and-coming chefs and restaurateurs that are refining their concepts. And many have actually gone on to open brick and mortar. You kind of did it the reverse way because, of course, Long Beach being right on the border of L.A. County and Orange County, it's a bit of a hike for people up in L.A. But I am sure, Hawk, that you are seeing some people that have discovered you at Smorgasburg down in Long Beach. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely correct. We actually have a lot of customers who would travel to Long Beach for us because they've discovered us at Smorgasburg. So it's definitely expanded our reach and our brand into the L.A. market. So, and like you said, the Smorgasburg is it's a great way to spend a Sunday.
Again, you know, with the family and folks are out there with their families and, you know, you can just graze to your heart's desire. I know there's some craft beer that's around in a beer garden. So definitely lots of ways to enjoy the experience. Now, Hawk, backing up a little bit, you know, everybody's got chicken wings, and they're franchise chicken wing places and corporate chicken wing places, and you can get chicken wings delivered. Explain to our audience that might not know your operation what's special about your chicken wings, because, of course, part of the secret is your variety of sauces, which you created from scratch. So fill us in.
Yeah, so I tell everybody that every culture has a fried chicken recipe, but no two cultures does it the same. So for me, this is interpretation of the flavors I grew up eating. even the fry of my chicken wings is different from anybody that's out there. I haven't seen the technique out there, so I'm going to claim that I'm the first one to do it. For us, our chicken wing is going to be crispy on the outside, maintains its juiciness on the inside, but it's relatively dry to the touch, meaning that when you touch it, it's not going to be super oily like some of the other wings that you get out there. For me, I do 4 dry seasonings, 4 sauces. We don't do any dips on the side. It's either dry or sauce. What sets us apart is we have a wok-toss series, which we cook the wings, and we finish it in a wok, really, really ripping, roaring high heat. It adds the smokiness that you don't really get from any other type of cooking other than a wok. And that's what's unique about us. And for this year's Cambodian Restaurant Week, we're launching a new flavor in our wok series. It's going to be called the Tamarind Tiger, which is actually a tamarind-based sauce. That's going to be the second in our wok series, so that we're very, very excited about that.
Oh, I love the flavor of tamarind, and also it's very healthy. So, Hawk, that sounds like a winner. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, you also do some unusual fruit-based beverages. Before we get back and talk about more of the savory items and some of the wings, and you got to tell our audience about the Dirty Elvis because it's not what you think, but tell us about the beverages.
Yeah, so we actually have 3 premium smoothies that we use of real fruit. So it's jackfruit, cherimoya, and durian. So anybody who's never tried durian and has heard about it and is scared to try it, I think our smoothie is very approachable. It takes away from the stink that is typically associated with durian. And the way we make it into a smoothie, it's very approachable. I've turned a lot of people on to the fruit because of all my smoothies. So those are the premium smoothies that we use, yeah.
Yeah, no. Durian has that kind of mystery factor to it. And, you know, I've had it in desserts. I've had it in your smoothie. You know, I don't know what the big deal is other than it's very tasty. But, you know, I guess when it's ripe and it sits around and it warms up, there definitely is a distinct odor that most people don't find pleasurable. So anyway, you know, for our foodie listeners out there that want to give it a go, you know, don't be scared of the durian smoothie that is at Schlop Muon. So there you go. Now, backing up, tell us about, you know, the Dirty Elvis, because that always gets people his attention, Hawk, when they see your menu board for the first time.
That's correct. It's one of those names, like, what's this about, right? You see it, you see the name, and it's like, you got to try it just because of the name alone, right? What I was telling you earlier was that this is one of our wok toss wings. So what we do is, this particular wings, we don't make the sauce ahead of time. When you order it, we make the sauce inside the wok, very, very, very high heat, basically gives it a quick caramelization. Then we toss the wings in it. We toss the wings in the wok. And then when we're finished, it gives it this candy crust. Think about like a candy pecan, but imagine that on a wing. So it gives it a crust, so it actually maintains its crispiness. A lot of times when you're doing sauce on wings, they tend to, you know, soak up, they get soggy. But for our Dirty Elvis, my wife loves eating it out of the fridge. She eats it out of the fridge, and you still hear the crunch coming out of the fridge. So that's what's unique about our wok toss series. And the Dirty Elvis is basically one of our first creations in this series.
Hawk, definitely a good item. Now, you basically sort of took over and revamped your parents' restaurant reluctantly because you had some other things on your mind. So there are some dishes that did kind of make the transition that may not be obvious because you're known for your wings. But tell us about the garlic noodles because they are really good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so my dad used to make those garlic noodles for us as a kid. Ours is different in the sense that we don't use butter or Parmesan cheese. I think a lot of times when you hear garlic noodles, it's typically the garlic noodles with Parmesan cheese and butter and garlic. For us, we use this base sauce, which is what we call our master sauce. It's our soy sauce blend, and we put fried garlic chips in there. The fried garlic chips gives it the smokiness that I don't think you get from other garlic. And for me, I like a noodle with a bite, like al dente noodles. So I use a noodle that has more of a bite rather than a chew. And most of the times when I'm doing noodles, it's like, yeah, what I like to eat. So, you know.
And you know, kind of, Hawk, that's the best recommendation, because if you're serving something that you can't really stand behind, hey, you know, what's the point as far as that's concerned? Now, Hawk, before we need to say goodbye, the one thing that we haven't done is Long Beach is a pretty big place. So where is Schlop Muon? So our listeners know, and, you know, I definitely recommend that you visit there. But particularly if you go for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, June the 2nd to 9th, as Hawk was saying, there's some specials, including a new flavor, which sounds pretty wild. So tell us exactly where you are.
Andy, we are located in the north side of Long Beach. The address is 2150 East South Street. So the biggest cross-section is Cherry and South, right off the 91. So that's we're located in the north side of Long Beach.
And one other little factoid that we should share with our audience, Hawk, because Schlop Muon doesn't exactly roll off the tongue that easily. It's obviously a Khmer word, our Khmer word. What does it mean?
So the word Schlop Muon is actually the Cambodian word for chicken wings. We spell it S-H-L-A-P, M-U-A-N, Schlop Muon. And that's the way you say chicken wings in Khmer.
You know, restating the obvious, Hawk, but we want to let our listeners know. And again, as we say goodbye to Hawk and wish him all the best for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which is June 2nd to 9th, if you want a list of all the participating restaurants that are in Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, it is quite a variety and quite an assortment. And again, they all have specials. And understand, even if you're not Cambodian, you are more than welcome in these restaurants all the time, but especially during Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, because the whole purpose here is to do an outreach. And for those that feel that, you know, Cambodian cuisine sounds a little bit too exotic or it might be too spicy, this is the way to relieve your fears and taste some really wonderful food. So the website's easy. It's CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com. CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're back up to Paso Robles, and our winery of the day is McPrice Myers. Really a wonderful experience and a very welcoming tasting room. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be back before you know it.